This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the World Wide Wave.
We are here, Joy 94.9, it's Radiothon time, in case you hadn't heard.
Bringing you joy to the world, this is the World Wide Wave.
And I actually think the whole theme for Radiothon this year was inspired by us. I do.
I think so as well.
We do bring joy to the world.
Yeah, and to quote, we are the world.
We are the
quote
children.
A song. Yeah, we're not the children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day.
Yeah, okay.
That was in the script, sorry.
So it is Joy Radiothon. It's your chance to get on board, become a member, and keep shows like this one going so that we can ring up people like Finland.
Yeah.
And have a good old natter to them about what's happening in the world of LGBT rights.
Indeed. Now, don't wait and sit there thinking, oh, should I renew? Gosh, I told Squirrel I'd give a ring, but, you know, I don't know when. Call now, right now, 1-300-JOY-949, and renew. You can get a family membership for $96, a full one for $72, concession for $36, under 18 for $22. We'll cut you any kind of deal you want. And if you're super rich in your business, my goodness, give us all you want, or $165 means your entire business can be supporting us. Exciting.
And a great online system as well. So if you go to joy.org.au right now, during the show, don't hesitate. Go online, fill out the form, become a new member, and join us as a part of Radiothon.
But to keep you amused today, we are going to Finland, where Matt had the pleasure of turning bright cherry red while interviewing Mr. Gay Finland, who is apparently as cute as his title would presume. We also had the privilege of speaking with JP Hippie from SETA, Finland's oldest LGBT rights organization. Yep, so we've got questions for you today. It's, have you renewed your membership? And what temperature is it in the Arctic Circle right now?
And we'll have those answers very shortly after some music. We are in Finland, and we're going to start with Blink-182. What's My Age Again is the song. Mark Hoppus is a Finnish-American best known as the bassist and one of the two lead vocalists from the rock band Blink-182. You're on Joy 94.9 in Radiothon. It's a worldwide wave on Joy 94.9. That was Blink-182 with What's My Age Again. You are on the worldwide wave.
Now, it's not so bad for the LGBT community, as homosexuality has been legal since 1971, and it was declassified as an illness in 1981. But hold on, does that mean that members of the LGBT community were legally ill for a full decade?
Yes, maybe. Not diagnosed, though. Interestingly, that's 22 years after, before Joy began.
Wow. Yeah, Joy has been Australia's oldest LGBT radio station, and it was 19 years old on December 1st, 2012, and started on the 1st of December, 1993, and we just had our first phone call in. Thank you. If you're listening, you too can call now at 1-300-JOY-949. If you're also listening, you might want to know that in March 2012, now Finland's following a pretty parallel journey to what Australia has in terms of same-sex marriage. A bill to make the Marriage Act gender-neutral, effectively allowing gay marriage, was proposed to Parliament and was signed by 76 out of the 199 voting MPs during 2012. And in February 2013, the bill was voted down by Parliament's Legal Affairs Committee. However, the bill will be presented again to Parliament as a citizens' initiative with a campaign, which we'll hear about later, that has gathered over 100,000 signatures.
And in fact, Radiothon is a citizens' initiative that you can be a part of. You can sign up now, just like all the people in Finland. So Radiothon, way to go, 1-300-JOY-949.
You can. And the station actually has just about as many. It has over 200,000 listeners and over 2,000 members. members. So let's see if we can't make our membership get as big as the Finland MP bills. In January 2013, another poll found that support has climbed to same-sex marriage to 57%, with 32% opposed and 12% unsure. You may be wondering, why don't they just get advertising and commercials? Just so you know, it's a true fact, Joy 949 is not able to broadcast as a community radio more than 5 minutes of sponsorship per hour because of community radio broadcasting regulations. In Finland, what they have to get things moving along is perhaps headbanging. Did you know Finland has the most heavy metal bands per capita in the world, with 53.5 heavy metal bands per 100,000 people?
I don't know what scares me more, that they've got that or that they measure it.
Or that Tom may have picked that for our music tonight.
Now, don't forget, if you are listening internationally, and we know we have some fans all around the world and they transact with us on our Facebook page right throughout the week, you can still join too. So we broadcast worldwide and you can join up on joy.org.au. You probably can't win the car because it's a bit hard to ship to you, but you're welcome to come out here to Australia and join us.
And Terry from Kensington, thank you for joining us online and signing up as a member. We appreciate you ringing in and doing that.
On your Terry.
Onlining in, I should say.
Well, shall we step into some more of Finland's music?
We absolutely shall. What have you got for us?
This is Darude with Sandstorm. Now, Vivian Virtanen is best known by his stage name of Darude. He's a trance producer and DJ from Finland. His smash hit single is an all-time club favourite from 1999. You're on the World Wide Wave.
I love this song.
This song rocks, right?
It does indeed.
And it's from Finland. Here on the World Wide Wave.
It's World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9. We are full on in Radiothon mode this week. Lisa from Carlton North, thank you very much for joining up. We've got another one, Elka from Brunswick East. They are rolling in and you can roll in as well. It's 1300-JOY-949 or go to the website joy.org.au. We are in Finland tonight and we've chatted to a couple of people. The first we're speaking to is JP Hippie. He's from an organisation called CETA. That's Finland's oldest LGBT rights organisation. And they're going through some interesting times in their fight for same-sex marriage. Let's see what JP has to say. Tell us a bit about CETA and what you do.
Yes, I am I'm a lawyer. An attorney, I'm an own company, and besides that, I am the LGBTI rights president in Finland from beginning of this year.
And it's a LGBT rights organization. One of the biggest issues that you're working on is getting that same-sex marriage vote passed. And now it didn't quite pass, but you're working on a citizens initiative. Can you tell us what CETA's role is in trying to get that citizens initiative passed?
Yeah, well, basically, we have new legislation which started last year so that the citizens can gather up at least 50,000 names, which is about 1% of the population. And then if we take it to the parliament, so parliament has to take it to the process over there. Obviously, the members of the parliament can vote as they want. And now we are gathering names for the same-sex marriage. We have reached about 150,000 names, and actually during the first day, we reached already 100,000 names. So it's, we are still working on that. There are 4 months to go when we are going to give that to the parliament, and it has caused a lot of public discussion.
So it sounds like you have a lot of public support, but this bill has been knocked back by your parliament. Where's the resistance?
Well, basically, it has only been once in our parliament. It was this year. And I have quite a strong opinion. I would say Finnish people, they are much more open and for this particular matter than our parliament. For some reason, our parliament is much more conservative. According to the statistics, it's about 2/3 of the Finns which are already supporting the same-sex marriage, and more than 50% are also for the gay adoption as well, which is part of the Marriage Act. But for some reason, we just happened to got a very conservative parliament when it comes to this matter. And, well, it has lots of reasons because, well, I would say when we had the parliamentary elections, it was the euro crisis was the strongest at the time. And that affected people's decisions. And they basically made the decisions based on the euro crisis. And there were lots of sort of big populistic party, and they are very conservative in these matters. So I think we just had a bad luck at the time as well.
A lot of the time, Finland seems to be a bit behind some of your Scandinavian neighbours when it comes to LGBT rights. Why is that?
Well, I would say that, first of all, after the Second World War, we were the poorest country in Scandinavia. We were the only country affected very strongly by the war. So when other Scandinavian countries, they went on, so they were able to start build up the society and also to discuss about more delicate matters. Whereas Finland, we had to build up like where to build up houses and stuff. So in that environment where, for example, homosexuality was still decriminalized basically everywhere in Europe, in this climate, so it was not like one of the first topics to be discussed. And I think that we still, suffer from the lack of discussion from the, decades back. We are reaching up a lot, and there are not actually that many issues that we are still behind. But for some reason, I would say Scandinavian countries are liberal and Finland is very liberal if you compare it with the rest of the world. But within Scandinavia, we might be slightly a bit more conservative when it comes to LGBT rights.
In your campaigning and your lobbying, do you use that issue to help your case? Do you guilt people into the fact that you are behind Denmark and Sweden?
Absolutely. Although it's not... Well, we compare to like our nations always with other Scandinavian countries because we are about the same size of the population, same history, etc. But actually, nowadays, it's much better to compare local countries like Argentina, let's say Spain, for example, which has been more conservative countries, when you look back to history. So we want to point out that which group are we belonging to? Do we want to belong to the West, or do we want to belong to the East Europe, if you compare the question within the European countries, for example?
It's the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, and the voice you were hearing there was JP Hippie from CETA, Finland's oldest LGBT rights organisation. The Citizens Initiative, I love this. So basically,
how good is this?
This was voted down in a committee of parliament. So the law didn't actually get to parliament, and they've got this option within their constitution called the Citizens Initiative, whereby if you get 50,000 people to sign up, then the parliament has to address your issue. How good is that?
That's great.
And how good is the fact that in the first day they got the 60,000 that they needed, and now they've got over 150,000.
And they're targeting 250,000, so it stays open for about 6 months, and the numbers just keep going up.
The next song to come up is from Jari Salamampi, a Finnish singer with over 820,000 records sold. He is the fifth best-selling music artist and second best-selling solo artist in Finland.
Don't you love her voice when she announces things?
I know. Fetish artist. I'm intrigued.
Did I say fetish? I said Finnish.
Finnish. Oh, okay. I heard a different thing.
Finnish, though.
You can get it here.
That's right. Sponsor us
now. Joy 949. And this week we're stopping off in Finland. And we have chatted this evening with the President JP of CETA Finland, that's their LGBTQ organization. And JP Hippie is an activist who is telling us how they've started a citizens initiative.
And in fact, this has gone so well that they have an audience with the Finnish president. So we asked JP about their upcoming audience. Now, I understand you're meeting with the president very shortly. What topics are on your agenda to speak to the president about?
Yes, we were honored to get the audience, and we are going to meet now on coming Friday. Well, we are raising up some issues in general about the kind of hate crimes that they still exist in all the society. I suppose also the Marriage Act, even though the president doesn't have direct influence on that one. This president, is the leader of the foreign politics, so I might actually also raise up the... which I find very important, is the new propaganda laws they have made in Russia and Eastern Europe. which basically criminalizes even if you hold hands or kiss a person if you're the same sex, which is like totally amazing that they made this kind of law. They didn't make this after the Soviet Union like 20 years ago, but now they are making it. So the process is going in Russia and part of the Eastern Europe, totally different directions than other parts of the West. I'm actually going to raise up the topic as well, that when he meets the leaders of the Eastern Europe, I plea him to raise up this human rights issue as well. Obviously, we know that all the nations make the decisions in their own parliaments, but if all the countries of the Western countries, when they meet their fellow colleagues from Russia and the Eastern Europe, if they raise up the topic, I think it might have influence in the long run, actually.
That's very generous of you, I think, to, when you've gained an audience with your president, you're spending the time trying to help folks in Eastern Europe and Russia. Just curious, in the beginning, you just mentioned hate crimes happening in Finland. What sort of hate crimes are we talking about?
Well, basically, like hate crimes in general, how they are defined in the world, is that if you are, for example, beaten up, and if the cause of that is your sexuality or your gender, I'm talking about the trans people now. So it's not a big, like very big or prominent issue, but it still exists. And according to the statistics, it exists like all the European countries. So it's not all about the hate crimes, but it's also about the discrimination which people are facing in their, for example, jobs or when they're applying for the jobs.
On a less serious but more fun note, Eurovision and the lesbian kiss. How was that received locally, and did it help in your push for same-sex marriage?
Yeah, Krista, and with the song Ding Dong, that was a Finnish representative. In the beginning, I think it was not part of the show, but she made it on the way, and actually she made it on the way knowing that most Finnish people support for the marriage, as well as Europeans, actually. So it was extremely well received by the audience, and I actually do think that maybe it has pushed a bit forward. So basically, you know, it helped to qualify the semifinals to the finals, and I was there on the plate in the Eurovision. So the reaction from the audience was absolutely amazing when she did it.
JP, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about Finland, and good luck with both CETA's work and also your advocacy for broader rights in Europe. It's the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, where we have been chatting there with JP Hippi from CETA in Finland. And the lesbian kiss. Apparently 100 million people saw that at
really?
Eurovision. 100 million.
Wow.
And we'd give 100 million kisses to people who sign up. In fact, we've had an anonymous, thank you anonymous, from the inner north of Melbourne. Thank you very much.
These are just rolling in, so that's like 4 or 5 this evening. And if you're hesitating, thinking, oh, I'll listen to a little more of the show while I finish washing up the dishes. No. You just dry off your hands right now and dial 1-300-JOY-949 and sign up, because we need your support. We are community radio and you are our community.
Now, this year's Eurovision was particularly same-sex friendly. I mean, you know, it's pretty out there anyway. But not only was there the same-sex kiss, but the host of the Swedish host sang about the country's same-sex marriage laws in Sweden. And in the background, there were two male backing singers having a snog. So very gay friendly. Didn't go down so well in Turkey, where they pulled the telecast after really? The lesbian kiss, before the lesbian kiss, blaming low ratings. But apparently last year it rated even lower, so they kind of haven't got a leg to stand on there.
That's all right. The turkey without a leg to stand on. So it goes.
They're so well known for their human rights.
Yes. Well, speaking of, though, we're in Finland. We're talking about Radiothon. Radiothon, you can win prizes like Suzuki. I just want to know, what's the connection? Like, why Finland?
There is so much going on with Suzuki in Finland.
Tell us, Shannon.
I'm intrigued.
Here we go. When you combine Finland and Suzuki in Scrabble, you get 33 points.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know, right? And because of a Finnish driver, you'll have to excuse my pronunciation of his name.
A fetish driver? Finnish driver, sorry.
God.
Keep hearing that word.
We're focused. We're focused.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so his name is Jano Karl Kimo Sarjanin.
That alone would do it.
Right? There we are.
I think you've done very well.
He was a Finnish Grand Prix motorcycle road racer.
So Suzuki is making a difference in Finland, as well as right here on Joy.
Yes, and you can support them. It's been pretty awesome that they've decided they like us so much they're willing to donate a vehicle, and not just any vehicle. Oh no, this is a Stylee Swift.
It's a hot car.
In fact, if you go onto our Facebook page, you can see it between my legs.
OMG.
I kind of took a photo and yeah. So yeah, it's Yara Suzuki at Abbotsford. They're your inner city dealer. They're fantastic. Other supporters, the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, Time Out Melbourne and Virgin Australia have all kicked in prizes. So you can win, yeah. win. Indeed, I'm in. And in fact, Richard from Granville in New South Wales is in as well. Thank you, Richard. We love having you on board. And Anonymous from Thornbury has joined us tonight. So you can ring up on 1300-JOY-949 or go online. That's joy.org.au. Now we are in Finland on the World Wide Wave. And this is Space Invaders by Dune. Dune is a Finnish composer and musician. It's a World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9 Radiothon time.
Hi, this is JP Hippie from Finland. And please sign up for Radiothon.
Thanks, JP. Even people in Finland want to join up. It's very exciting here. I can tell you, outside the studio, there are balloons galore. There's those running flashing lights. There's a glitter ball. There's people everywhere. It is such an awesome atmosphere in here at the studios right now.
It is. It's all going. It's really exciting, the support coming in. And just the fact that we've gotten someone from New South Wales, that's another state for those of you international listeners. So that's somebody signing up to our show that probably lives a good day's drive away from us, really.
And listens online on their iPhone or Android app or...
Now,
on the computer.
Before we get chatting about the memberships, I did want to think, what an interesting point about that JP made, that World War II is what's influencing the gay rights movement now.
Yeah, he's kind of saying that because Finland was harder hit than their neighbours in World War II, it took them a lot more to recover. People were worried about bread and butter issues rather than rights issues.
Yeah, and then the same again, he's talking about the bread and butter issues that the Eurozone crisis caused them to elect different parliamentarians. I say we're pretty lucky here in Australia. We don't have those bread and butter issues, so we can spend our money on gay rights and supporting the gay community.
And it's as cheap as $96 for a family or 72 full, 36 concession, 22 for under 18 or 165 for businesses. Actually, a family can be anything. It's two or more people. So it can be you, your partner and your cat.
Yeah, or not true. It can just be you and your cat. Last year we had a caller call in and it was her and her dog and they got a family membership. Good on them.
Cool. And the other one I like is a gift membership. So if you've got somebody and maybe they do live interstate and they've, you know, or overseas and they listen to us online.
Yes. And if you're listening to the podcast later, maybe you're from Finland or from anywhere and thinking, can I go back and still support? Yes, you can go online, join.org.au. Fill out the form and just mention that you heard this on World Wide Wave.
Now, we also had a chance. Who am I kidding? I also had a chance to speak to Mr. Gay Finland. And let me tell you, is it getting hot in the studio here, girls? I tell you. If you haven't seen Mr. Gay Finland, go onto our Facebook pages, World Wide Wave or W3Joy on Facebook. And this is Jan. Jan is the current Mr. Gay Finland who is heading to Mr. Gay World, which is being held in line with the Out Games in Antwerp. And well worth visiting our Facebook page, trust me. Let's hear from Jan Tillikinen.
Tell us how you found your experience being Mr. Gay Finland.
Well, this year has been amazing. I have got lots of new friends, great, amazing experiences, and I have been enjoying really much. Also, that I have been very happy, I give my help to these gay issues in Finland, and that's what I'm very proud of.
So the big issue there at the moment is around the Citizens Initiative. How have you been able to use your profile to help with that?
Well, for example, at the moment, actually, the day before yesterday, I got to be an ambassador of goodwill in this campaign. And It's called Pardon. So in English, it means I do. And in practice, it means that we are trying to get more than 50,000 names to the parliament. And we are trying to get the same-sex marriage act over there. And we have already got over 150,000 names.
In fact, I read you passed the 50,000 in the first day.
Yeah, in the first day, yeah. And now, since that, we have got already over 150,000.
You're a fairly young guy. How interested are gay people your age in rights issues such as same-sex marriage?
Actually, they are, because I think in Finland, younger people, everyone knows gay people, straight ones. So I think they want to support their friends, and everyone wants to see us happy.
I saw also on Facebook you've been advocating your support for the same-sex marriage in France. Have you found that your profile has given you opportunities outside of Finland?
I hope so. I want to help other countries too, which are dealing with the same problem that we are here in Finland. And I'm very happy that France has finally got the same-sex marriage.
We might have to package you up and bring you down to Australia. We haven't got it yet.
Yeah. I would like to. I've always wanted to visit in Australia.
What else will be happening in the rest of your time as Mr. Gay Finland?
Well, there's not so much time for me anymore, but only 1.5 months. But I'm trying to do for this marriage act as much as I can do and be in public, speak of this issue and show my support to Finnish citizens. And also, I will be going to the Mr. Gay World competition later in Antwerp, Belgium.
It's the World Wide Wave. You're hearing the voice there of Jan Tilkanen, who is the current Mr. Gay Finland and heading off to Mr. Gay World at the Out Games, which is on the next show. If you stick around for the locker room, the boys will be talking about the Out Games and the Melbourne teams going across there. Fantastic to see him using his profile as an ambassador of goodwill for not just the same-sex rights bill in Finland, but also throughout Europe. Time for some more Finnish music. This is Throw Your Hands in the Air by JS16, Finnish musician, DJ and record producer. You're on Joy 94.9 in Radiothon. We got the music, we got the beat. Huge thank you to JP Hippie in Finland and Jan Tilkanen. Jump online, see his picture, he's gorgeous. And Barb and Alistair out there on the phone room. Coming up next, the boys in the locker room. Stick around on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.